The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is the beginning of our gospel reading for this past Sunday, the sixth Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Luke chapter 9, verses 51 to 56. Luke records for us, as the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. And he sent messengers on ahead who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him because he was heading for Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down from heaven, fire from heaven, to destroy them?" But Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they went to another village. My dear friends in Christ, our text really is beginning a new period in Jesus' ministry. He had been serving in the northern portion of Palestine in Galilee, and now was the time that he was going to be heading toward Jerusalem. Time for him to be executed, time for his crucifixion. Luke also says here that it was time for him to be taken up into heaven, and that meant that his earthly work, his earthly ministry was quickly coming to a close. And his enemies at this point in time, they were getting more bold and going after Jesus and trying to attack him. Yet Luke says, as the time approached for him to be taken up into heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. Jesus had said to the disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and he must be killed, and on the third day be raised to life." Jesus knew the suffering and pain that he would have to endure, but knowing what was ahead, why did he do it? Oh, when we ask that question about our Savior, why did he do that? Maybe we'd ask ourselves, if we knew we were going to have to endure the pain and suffering that Jesus endured, just thinking of the physical pain and suffering and the persecution that he faced, would we proceed? Probably not. But Jesus, he proceeded. He resolutely set for Jerusalem because of his selfless love for souls. He was serving souls. He just had to serve souls. And he wants us to recognize that following Christ requires serving souls from us as well. On his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled through Samaria. And Samaria, remember, that was the land of half-breed Jews, of Jews who had intermarried with Gentile people and largely had contaminated their religious beliefs so that they weren't beliefs in the true God anymore. Well, when they were headed toward a village, Jesus sent some messengers ahead with the job of arranging for lodging for them. But the people there in that village, they weren't open at all to Jesus staying there because he was heading to Jerusalem. Luke says the people there did not welcome him because he was heading for Jerusalem. Had Jesus and his disciples been going someplace else other than Jerusalem, the Samaritans may very well have welcomed him. But the fact that he was going to Jerusalem, that meant that they didn't want to have anything to do with him. And now how tragic it was that those Samaritans, that they permitted that little detail to keep them from having Jesus there with them, to keep them from having the opportunity to have Jesus preach and teach to them, share the gospel with them. Today, people still let little details keep them from hearing the gospel. And what I mean by that is oh, perhaps a fellow church member, perhaps even a pastor did something, oh, let's say first off, that wasn't wrong, but that wasn't done just exactly to the liking of another. And so because of that, he stops going to church. Or perhaps someone may have been wronged or offended, and because of that, stops going to church. Let's realize that we live in a sinful world, and what that means is that all people don't always get along. There is strife, there is tension amongst people. So we can't always expect to get along with everyone else, even fellow church members. When there is a difference of opinion, when someone is wrong, Christians learn from Christ to forgive and not to hold grudges. It's tragic. It's really tragic for the person who would stop going to church for reasons other than persistent adherence to false doctrine. Because if a person stops going to church, what he's doing is he's cutting himself off from a major source of spiritual nourishment. Oh, James and John, they reacted to the Samaritan's rejection by asking Jesus, "Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them?" James and John are perhaps known as the sons of thunder because of this incident. They thought that the rejection of Jesus here by the Samaritans, that was maybe a cause for immediate judgment from God. But Jesus rebuked them, and what they ended up doing is they went on to another village. Jesus, he had come to call people to repentance. And there would be, to serve souls, there would be a time of judgment, but it wasn't at that moment. God's the one who determines when exactly a person is supposed to face judgment. That's not our job or responsibility. So Jesus is here showing us, he's shown us that, well, following Christ, it requires serving souls, always being concerned about giving more opportunities for people to hear about our Savior and his grace and love, and instead of feeling crushed by the rejection of others. And as Christians, we can expect that at times in our lives, that people will attack us for trying to share Jesus with them. Well, instead of feeling crushed by that rejection, instead of thinking like James and John that God should send down fire from heaven, what Jesus did in this instance is he left that Samaritan village so that those Samaritans would have another opportunity to hear the gospel, hopefully in the future. So when we're trying to share the gospel, when we're striving to serve souls with the gospel, when someone is maybe rejecting our message, let's not take that rejection personally and we'll be like James and John were in this reading. After all, that person who is rejecting our message isn't really rejecting us, he's rejecting Christ. So let's not condemn those people. Instead, let's keep our eyes and our ears open for other opportunities to serve souls with the message of our Savior's grace and love. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, give us a love for souls like our Savior's love, so that we're always looking for opportunities to serve souls with the message of your grace and love. We pray in Jesus' name. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.